I used to be afraid of 12 wooden stairs with soft carpet. The thought of going to the toilet felt like preparing for climbing the Himalayas. And I actually did that a few years before that, and it was much easier. And while in the bathroom, I didn't even think about taking a shower. Showers became extreme sports, really exhausting me. After that, I had like 2 hours of heart pounding. I'd lie in bed, dreading, and then feeling absolutely miserable, so distracting myself with my phone. And then I could see via social media that on the outside, people were getting married. They were already getting divorced. They were having kids, buying status symbols like houses. And to be honest, I contemplated checking out early, jumping out of the window. But then the fear really hit me. What if I fail? What if I survive and I'm just a cripple? Imagine the stairs then. But the real enemy is the dishwasher, emptying it. If you're healthy, you don't get it. But if you're watching it, you know. The dishwasher is the saber-toothed tiger. Your brain sees a full and clean dishwasher, and it's like abort mission, shut down the system, and then vertigo, fatigue, because of some cutlery and some plates and the thoughts of, do I have enough energy to empty it? And about dishwashers, I stayed in many houses during my time with chronic fatigue syndrome. And in every single one, a man criticized me almost every day about how I loaded the dishwasher. And it's not that I do a very bad job at it, but I have a theory. Men, they store all their suppressed emotions, their anger, their frustration, their shame, their fear, and they project it onto the cutlery rack. And that's their outlet. So after I healed myself on my 40th birthday, I bought myself a compact dishwasher that I can travel with. Yes, ladies, that is my status symbol now. And one day I invited some friends over, and a guy actually dared to criticize me in my own house how I loaded the dishwasher. And I got really angry. I wanted to stab him with a fork. That's what I had in my hand. But I didn't do it. Instead, I smiled. I brought my CFS mask back alive. Nothing was going wrong, but the next morning, I had fatigue. Why? Because I didn't stab him. And that's why I have sympathy for women. I think women develop CFS more often because they don't have a dishwasher obsession to channel their rage into. So yeah, it's a small price to pay for society's standards. And I get my father now. He had so many women. I always wondered why. But now I realize they all left because of it. And after I started coming in contact with my own emotions and feelings, the same happened to me. I broke up because of my suppressed anger. And then the breakup. Ooh, in the past, it would have been much easier. But now that I have all my feelings, so much grief, 1 year of suffering. I couldn't eat almost for 3 months. But then after that, I thought, let's find another victim. No, just kidding. I had a date a few months ago, and I completely forgot how something like that have to go. So I read that it was a good idea to let her do almost 75% of the talking or more, because apparently women like to talk. And she went on about her hobbies. She really enjoyed it. Her sport activities, how great she was. And maybe before my chronic fatigue syndrome, I actually could relate to that. But now I just couldn't care. I was drifting off thinking about this actually. And then all of a sudden she asked me, Daniel, what do you do for sports? And I look her dead in the eye and I say, dishwashers and showers. If you laughed at this, you're already healing. Please subscribe. Thanks.